Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean. God's Will and the Ocean. True Father Speaks on True Parents and Indemnity, page 260. 20 years ago, the Americans used to look at the Japanese and say, they are just like animals eating raw fish. After these years, the Americans are changing. Now they are paying a great deal of money, eating at expensive sushi restaurants. The Japanese restaurants in America will make good amounts of money. When those restaurants first came to America, they couldn't make so much money. But now the times have changed. We can make 1,000 restaurants in the cities of America. Many other restaurant owners don't like the fact that Moonies are also in this line of work. However, it isn't a problem, because if you offer people good food and nice service, they will smile every time they eat. We will have that kind of high standard, and the customers will come again and again. It is very difficult to persecute the people who give you such a good experience. We can teach customers who are truly interested how to make sushi in their own homes. We can offer classes during the off hours. Then we can make a fresh fish store next to the restaurant. The customers who want to make their own meals can buy their fish there. That's a beautiful way to serve people and make good relationships. We can expand to every coast and to every coastal city in this way. It's good for you. It's good for the American people. What is power? Power is the ability to be responsible for a situation. If you can truly take care of something, you have authority towards that. I know this point very well. The one who takes responsibility is the one who has authentic authority. You have to become people like that as well. Does America have that kind of authority in the world? People need high-quality protein in order to survive. America has that protein, especially within the 200-mile limit, but it doesn't supply much of that protein to the rest of the world. If America doesn't see the need and doesn't help the world, then I am determined somehow to do it myself. There is a lot of trouble over the 200-mile limit. The rest of the world knows the potential that lies in these waters, and they want to fish in them. Their second choice would be to buy from America, but America doesn't even fish the waters it restricts other nations from fishing. Do you understand what I am talking about? I know the contents of this situation, and I know what it's doing to the rest of the world in relation to America. There hasn't been one young American who thought about this. No American youth have come to help me. Rather, I am laying the foundation for you, you and you. Now that you see this foundation, you understand clearly what I have been doing all along. Now you have hope. For the last 5 years, I have known about the situation of the American fishing industry. There are many connections to drug dealing as well. It's true. Behind many of the companies on shore and the small boats coming in and out of American harbors, there are many drug dealers. The term for these people is the mafia. The American government won't do anything to prevent this organization from doing its activities. They often control the importing and exporting, the prices at the dock, and many other aspects of American harbors. They gain their control by getting people involved in drug dealing. Then they can make people do whatever they want in business, as well as the illegal activity. Moonies have to be righteous. We have to correct this whole situation step by step. The main objective of our organization is to help the fishermen. We have to be open 24 hours a day for them and for the restaurants. If any restaurant calls for a certain kind of fish, if we don't have it, we have to call everywhere possible and find that kind of fish for them. Everyone else works just 8 hours a day. After that, they shut their doors. They don't have any feeling for what they are doing. They just do it and go home. However, along come the Moonies, and they are going to put all their hearts into it. We will always have the freshest fish. It will be our pride. That kind of reputation will spread. Not only that, we will also cooperate from coast to coast, from nation to nation. If they are catching fish in South America, we will help them sell that fish in Europe. If they are catching fish in Africa, we will help them sell that fish in America and so on. There are fish in rivers and lakes and oceans, fish all over the world. We just have to find all the ways to catch them, farm them, process them, and sell them. I thought about making a boat that can also process fish at the same time. When we first started making boats in Alabama, one boat yard after another was closing down. Everyone said it was a terrible time to make another company like that. That's the kind of decline that the fishing industry is in. Why don't Americans like fish so much? It's because they don't understand how good it is, how to fix it and enjoy it. We have to teach them. They also do not know how wonderful the fishing way of life can be. So we have to bring the young people out onto the ocean and show them how to catch tuna. Then they will catch the spirit of it. They will want to live their life in that way. I thought of that years ago. Now I am telling you. Someday people will look at Reverend Moon and they will say, Reverend Moon is truly a good man. That will happen someday. When you are making the foundation for something, people cannot see what you are doing. Only after you are done do the people finally understand your purpose and motivation. That is why persecution is almost a natural phenomenon. It has to happen. Many people ran away because of persecution, but I know all about it. My whole life has been spent in persecution. What happened by my going into Danbury? I lost 4 years of work and effort. 4 years have been completely lost. My concern is how to make restoration go more quickly. I don't want it to drag on and on. That was on my mind the entire time I spent in Danbury. I thought about how things could speed up in America. We have several cities on the West Coast. Centering on Alaska, Seattle and San Francisco are part of the Province of the North. Los Angeles and San Diego belong to the Province of South America. Think about that. We have many kinds of foundations, and we have to make one in South America. They have a future as well. We have to help them make a good foundation in the worldwide fishing industry. All the way from the North Pole to the South Pole. In South America, there is Chile and Argentina. They are connected to the South Pole. No one is the owner of the South Pole. Someday we should go there. You should think about that. We have to connect all the nations between the North Pole and the South Pole. That is something you have to think about. From now on, you are working to establish that. What are you going to love most? Fish. What? Fish. Yes, we have to love fish and more fish. We have to research how to make fish in the best way and in the least expensive way. If we send fish to Japan, they have a very high standard and will look at the fish very closely. People will persecute you in the beginning, but just keep going. America and Japan actually need each other. They have a future destiny together. That is why you see many matches between Japanese and American members. There is something from each culture which can benefit the other. American brothers who have a Japanese wife can go anywhere in Japan. The wife can introduce her husband, and he will be trusted by Japanese people. They will feel some kind of connection to him. America feels it doesn't need Reverend Moon. However, it cannot be isolated from the rest of the world. Japan and America need each other. It's good to have these marriages, to bring cultures together. Everyone benefits from this kind of thing. You have such a special position in the world because you are part of these international marriages. This is the hope for the future. How about you? Do you have any concern about the ocean, about the fishing industry? Did you ever stop and think how it could bring the world together? How wonderful the ocean Providence is. You shouldn't feel that it's bad to go to the ocean, to process fish, or sell them. The ocean is our foundation for the future, and we will all participate in some way or another in the ocean Providence. We have to make this foundation for the entire world. This is the fastest way to bring people and nations together. I am always thinking how this can be done, and that is why I am making a foundation on the ocean. When we make this foundation, our direction towards the future will be straight. Behind us, whatever foundation we make, is the spiritual world. You may not know so much about that, but this is the case. Some of our members are working in communist countries, risking their lives, but they are making a foundation for the future there. What protects them? The CIA doesn't protect them, that is for sure. Something else is taking care of them. That is the spiritual world. Those members are always on my mind. You don't think about them, but I am the leader of the unification movement all over the world. My mind is always thinking about things like that. The physical world is a very narrow place. The spiritual world is wide. It has no limits. Therefore, as you work in the basement building the foundation, think about how wide your work will go. Why is that so? Because behind your work is the spiritual world. This is why I made the Ocean Foundation all over this nation in the midst of persecution, when no one welcomed me and everyone tried their best to get rid of me. So why don't you work hard now and see the result in the future? I did that much without you even knowing about it. From now on, you can become a fish-selling father. Who is that? That is a Mooney guy. Who is responsible for San Francisco? Who is that person? You have to lay this new foundation. You don't like the ocean. I know that. You can't catch fish, but you have to learn how. Whenever I come, you have to be ready to go out to sea with me. I've already been here 2 days and nothing is prepared. And who is the leader of Los Angeles? You have to do the same. The fish-selling mothers are the Mooney sisters. The fish-selling fathers are the Mooney men. This is the foundation. Once you have made the foundation, the future is large. Already during the past 10 years, I have prepared this foundation for you. We have invested so much money and manpower without receiving a great return. That is to be expected when you are laying the foundation for something big. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation of True Parents and Indemnity. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.